right. Hello. Welcome to Bit Bracket for another fun week of making brackets. I am other dad, the other Ben host, Ben Ellenberg. And joining us this week, as he does every week except for last week when I got to be dad and now I am perma-dad, is Ben Hillman.
BitCon?
Well,
BitCon.
How did it go? How did BitCon go, by the way?
It was
Did we get
great.
Any sponsorship?
Well, so basically we just all got in a room and then we were in line. And then after there were 64 of us in the room, they just kicked everyone else out. And then they just randomly ranked us. And then we fought each other. And I guess I won. So because I'm the only one that's here and living currently. Yeah, that's basically it. You know, you just go matchup by matchup, fight one guy, move on to the next one, fight the
winner.
No one
voted.
It
was just like a pure fist fight.
Just pure fist fight. Just it was, you know, really. I'm going to have to sort through a lot of this in therapy this week.
No ad dollars, though.
Nah, they couldn't sponsor me for, you know, I mean, I guess if you murder people, they don't really want
for all of the violence that you committed.
Couldn't even get like a boxing
scholarship. I get to go to boxing.
You're not getting
school.
Anything out of this. This isn't an education. There's nothing of value being gained from this. Anyway, the voice that we heard was Nick Franco. And then joining us for the first time, I believe, unless I missed a couple episodes and didn't have approvals at one point, is Vinny Castellini, longtime enemy, first time participant.
Longtime enemy, thank you for having me.
Is this the same Vinny that has been banned from the podcast?
Well, it can't be, but the Bit Bracket Twitter, the Instagram did reach out personally to me after I posted for the first time in a long time and I won a tennis match. And I've got the receipts that Bit Bracket reached out directly to congratulate me on my tennis. So I think
that
wasn't sanctioned by me.
Yes, but will you read the last thing that Bit Bracket said? Do you remember what it was?
Something along the lines of fuck you.
Yes, that's exactly what it said.
That's solid.
So
we
like
you
leave
for
it there.
Your ad money for the ads we didn't actually want.
Well,
this is not a good outcome for me.
That wasn't me. That was my cats. My cats. Shout out to at Two Cats of the Night.
Mm-hmm. No plugs. We don't do plugs. No plugs.
Well, you did when they sent you.
Already making mistakes. It's going to be a hostile one.
Our editor will just cut that one out.
Nope. Nothing getting cut. We're going full in the spirit of the Oscars. Absolutely no cuts. No editing. Nothing, just pure raw emotion.
Uncut Gems wasn't nominated for an Oscar.
The winner of the brackets,
this
La La Land,
this could be a bloodbath. This is going to be a bad one, folks. This could be really bad.
Fortunately, Ben, it's okay. It's okay if it's a bad one because it's the last one. It's the last one we're ever going to do.
This is the last one. This is probably the last one. Anyway, we're doing, and here's why it's going to be a bad one. We're doing Best Picture winners. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this right before we started, but man, the Oscars fucking suck. Like, the Academy Awards are so dumb. So bad.
They got it right
They got it right a couple
literally
times.
The
like,
first
there's
one.
Vinny's like the Oscars expert here. He's seen some of these dog shit movies we're going to talk about. So he could tell us what he thinks his breakdown is. There's like, what, 90? How many of these movies are there? How many Oscars have they done? Like 96 or something?
93.
And out of those 93 movies,
Best Picture winners, weirdly.
Was there a split year?
Right,
was there a
two over here.
We'll get into it in my bracket.
Oh, God, of course we will. And I just want to know, like, Vinny walked away.
Oh,
we lost him. Nope. Out of these movies, Vinny, I just want to know, like, how many are good? Like, really, like, what's your percentage here? Out of all 94 movies?
I feel like they get it right 25% of the time. I enjoy enough 50% of the movies, and they're not bad. They're just usually not the right answer. And then there's like 25% that I absolutely hate. And we left most of the ones I hate off, except Motherfuckers.
I didn't. Yeah, so here's the thing with me, and we'll get it out of the way.
25% is good.
I don't think it's 25%.
In baseball, that's pretty good.
I'm going to challenge the 25% rule. Pretty quickly with my bracket because I thought I got all my I put my picks in. Everyone here like I sent in 20 picks. Nick, how many picks did you send in?
No.
40.
You didn't send in 20. You sent in 17, I'm pretty sure.
I sent in 7. I was like, you know what? Only
it was
one
either this
roll
or the next one. I forget which one. You only sent in like not enough. And I asked for 20.
Yeah. So
I sent in 40 because I knew that this was going
to
happen.
No, you were almost not good. You were close to Yeah.
Anyway, there's only like not even probably one region's worth of movies that everyone wants. And then it just the bottom falls out, I think, pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then
I could passionately defend maybe about 15 of these where I'm like, great movie. And then the rest of them, I'm like, good. Did it deserve best picture? And then the rest of them, I'm like, I haven't.
And we didn't even really get into the thing of like, there's some movies that we just had to be like, well, so shout out to Annie Hall. Not going to be in this bracket. Tune out right now if you're in for Annie Hall. There's not going to be any Annie Hall discourse in this bracket. Couldn't do it. So moving
on. Let's get into it.
Let's do it. So region one is going to be Oscars expert Vinny Castellini. Mm-hmm. And matchup number one is Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the number one seed. And I think if I'm correct, that's the number one overall, right? That's going to be the number one pick of all everyone because Vinny got his in first. Cool. So Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, number one overall versus Marty.
Not mine.
Marty, number 64.
Marty.
We already got started. I have no fucking idea what that movie is.
This one's pretty chalk, right?
I mean, it's going to be chalk. Shout out to Marty for Ernest Borgnine. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Is it Borgnine?
It's your pick, dude.
I don't think anyone knows. He's dead, right? So like,
can you just? I'll tell you what. Give me the one sentence log line on Marty.
Well, I've got it pulled up on IMDb, but it's like a regular dude that is not a mean guy. Who it's kind of like a romance movie. It's a cute movie. It's fine.
And then do me a favor. Give me the, and I can't be longer than a sentence. Give me the one sentence plot description of Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Hobbit brings ring to volcano.
That's pretty much it.
The end 17 times.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
every ending is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So
it doesn't really matter what the plot of Marty is. It's not really going anywhere. It's not advancing anywhere
so
fast.
High School Vinny gave it a 9 out of 10 on IMDb, though. So that's why it's on this bracket. Made an impression.
I think High School Vinny is going to come up a couple times, so maybe we should address that off the top. So what was going on in high school that led to you watching? And I think this was like you've talked about this, that this was a stated goal of getting through every single. And you weren't trying to, were you just watching Best Picture or were you watching every nominated movie?
Oh, only winner. There's no fucking
only winners. You don't have time for these second rate movies.
Second rate
like
movies
like fucking
that lost
Saving
to
Private Ryan. No time for that shit.
No. I mean, high school, I had way too much time to watch movies because what else are you going to do in Grand Junction, Colorado when you have a like projector room? So I just decided on a whim to watch every Best Picture winner just to, you know, say that I did it. And
go ahead, say it.
I did it.
How you feel?
I feel like I'm uniquely qualified for this moment. This is my time.
Did you fantasize when you were like in your projector room on a Saturday night in Grand Junction, Colorado, watching Marty? Were you like, I'm going to have my shot?
I knew that one day my goal was to be on my friend's podcast that gets about, how many views do you guys average?
Honestly, like 20.
Double digits. 20,
get double-digit views on Anchor. Shout out Anchor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, sponsor of the pod. Actual sponsor of the pod.
Exactly.
Actual sponsor.
Mm-hmm. I'm very, very excited to be able to argue for Marty to lose to Lord of the Rings.
I'm going
to
shout out Grand Junction, Colorado real quick. That's where Vinny's from. I visited there once. Wonderful place. And Ben said fantasize. Shout out fantasy. In
no
Grand
plugs.
Junction, Colorado. Another wonderful
we don't do
we're
plugs
not plugging strip
pod.
Clubs either. We know no plugs. I don't care what your tour dates are. You're not plugging fantasy in Colorado. It's not happening. Not on this show.
Grand Junction,
Colorado. Not happening. No plugs. Matchup number two. Vinny is In the Heat of the Night at the 32 seed versus Sunrise at the 33 seed. A riveting matchup of two movies, again, I have not seen or heard of.
Has anyone here seen In the Heat of the Night?
I haven't seen either of these.
No, sir.
In the Heat of the Night is, you guys would actually love this movie. It's with Sidney Poitier, and it's basically, you know, Sidney Poitier is like a northern lawyer that goes into the South and has to mess with racist white cops, and
that's one of the movies he won Best Actor for, correct?
I think he won Best Actor. If he didn't, I think the white guy won because he was also fantastic. Let me look it up. But
and that's going to be a plot that comes up in the Oscars a lot as we move forward.
Yeah, you know, white movies
white
about
guy
race
was fantastic.
Oh yeah, I think the white guy actually won that.
But it is actually a fantastic, highly recommend, but it's going against, I was mentioned earlier, is Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans, is one of two Best Picture winners from the very first Oscars, because there was like a Best Motion Picture and then Best like Artistic Motion Picture or something. And Sunrise was the Best Artistic one. And then there was like the Best Picture, which was Wings, which was okay, but they're both silent.
I think we should bring that back, Best Artistic Picture. You get what I mean? Like, I think like a weird, like, I know we have like the Independent Spirit Awards and whatever, but like, could you imagine if like the Oscars had just like a category that was like half weird A24 movies and just like a bunch of other random shit, and they were like, whatever you guys want. It could be like fan voted too. Like, who cares?
Just do the whole. I mean, like, just vote. Make the Oscars the Nick Choice. Awesome. Just make them the Kids' Choice Awards. Just let it be audience voting.
No, because then Joker wins a bunch of stuff.
Oh, dude. Yeah, like it like, didn't literally, already do that.
Yeah, it won what two things instead of Joker wins Best Picture over Parasite if fans can vote is what I'm telling you.
You mean and that you mean the, what is it, the Golden Even Lion winner? Worse. Joker? Was that oh, cool. Was that the one?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
That art house movie?
Society.
I almost want to put a ban on talking about Joker when we do Oscar brackets also. I feel like there should be a whole do not discuss list. Not because it's problematic or anything, just like I'm tired.
I just felt like that needed to be brought up. No, I get it,
you're right.
I just felt like that needed somehow, to be brought up. If you allow fan well, voting, that's what
we're honest question. Happen. Do you think that the fan, like if it opens up to audience voting, they get it more wrong? Like on average, like the hit rate, if we're going with the very generous hit rate of 25% great movies.
Well, isn't that right how you now, get, what was it? Was it Nick Foles, the MVP or whatever?
No, it was Mitch Trubisky. I know what you're talking
Mitch
about.
Mitch Trubisky. Yeah. Mitch Trubisky was the, that's how you get that. Like
Mitch Trubisky winning player of the night.
You're going to get Angry Birds 3 as the best picture.
Well, yeah. And
it depends. It depends on, I think, if you let the Academy pick the nominees and then let fans vote based off
that's kind of what they do.
The hit rate would be better. But if you just let them pick, you're getting like Black Panther best picture, Joker best
we
you're getting a bunch of superhero movies, and then Ben Ellenberg probably jumped off.
No, so we could have like, survived. I think a Black Panther best picture wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. It wouldn't have made sense, but
better than Green Book.
Yeah, I mean, come on, when you stack it up, like we probably won't do that with all of these when you stack up like what it beat, but there's some really egregious years where you're like any other movie should have won this. And we'll talk about Forrest Gump, totally. So don't worry. Matchup number three is a great matchup, actually. We just spent a lot of time shitting on the Oscars, but No Country for Old Men at the 16 seed versus The French Connection at the 49 seed, which is low. I'm actually shocked it fell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just got below a bunch of other movies that I liked better, but French Connection's a fantastic movie with Gene Hackman from the 70s. It's just like an action movie that won Best Picture. It's pretty badass.
No, it's a great movie. And No Country is
No Country is sick. Insane.
Yeah,
it's so it's fucking so good. Oh my god!
That was the same year as what was it? There Will Be Blood. There Will Be Blood.
Those are like two of my favorite movies.
Was Assassination? Was Assassination of Jesse James that year?
Yes.
Was that 2007?
Because Roger,
I think so.
So they were all the like three weird like old, you know, like very like classic Lots of Hills types of movies.
Lots of Hills.
Yep. That was
No Country for Old Men, Jurassic Park, you know, hill movies, movies with hills in them, you know, The Hobbit,
Last
just
Black
movies
Man
with
in San
hills.
Francisco,
The Hills Have
Last
Eyes,
Black Man, just a whole genre of hill movies that I don't think get enough credit in the Oscars.
Don't worry, the hill bracket is coming.
We'll do hill bracket.
Ooh, hill man, number one seed.
In his bracket, right in his region, maybe.
Maybe. Oh.
All right. Well, I don't know who wins that. I think
it's going to be No Country.
Yeah, recency bias is going to dominate this bracket.
That's going to be, I feel like that's going to be kind of the case for most of the picks, is the recent one's kind of going to win, unless it's like...
Yeah, because any movie made before 1995 is dog shit. So, I get it. If you didn't shoot it digital, I don't want to see it, dog. You know what I mean? That's kind of my take. So, sorry, Marty.
Quentin Tarantino busts through your wall and...
Christopher Nolan, I don't want to hear it, but
walks away.
You know, come see me when you're shooting on the big boy gear. You know what I mean? Anyway, We're going to do this all night.
Aren't you trying to like make it in Hollywood?
No, No.
The dream is dead.
If I was trying to, if I was trying to make it in Hollywood, you think I'd be doing a podcast right now? You give up and do the podcast, Popola.
Well, you're definitely trying to live in Hollywood if you're doing a podcast.
I don't live there right now.
Yeah, people think Hollywood is just L.A. It's the same to them.
If you're not those normies. Let's put down normies too.
Yeah, that's
this is a bad one, folks. Matchup four.
Last one
is gonna be. Speaking of a bad one, we're gonna do Gone with the Wind at the 17 seed versus The Apartment at the 48 seed.
Yeah. So Gone with the Wind, fantastic movie. A little racist, if you haven't heard. But I'm just a sucker for Clark Gable, and it's also just beautifully shot. Going against the delightful Oscars, so. The Apartment.
Is The Apartment racist at all?
Not really, no. It's
interesting matchup.
I think the Apartment actually might have a shot here because directed by Billy Wilder with fantastic performances from Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine. Like, it's just a great romantic comedy from the 60s. Anyone?
I'm a shout out real quick. Gone with the Wind. I'm a shout out Granny on the podcast. She's definitely never going to listen to this. Maybe the biggest Gone with the Wind fan I know. She owns like a first edition copy of the book that's like gold plated on the side of the fucking pages. It's nuts. It's like in a safe. Crazy shit.
What's the what's Carol. The combo to that
wonderful,
safe?
Wonderful. 2-6-4.
And where's that safe?
Granny's.
In your house.
Great. Lock that down real quick. All right. Take a break. Yeah. Go get that. And we're back. Matchup number 5 is going to be... How are we doing, Hillman?
We're doing... I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't think enough shows in-show reviews. I'm fried. Yeah, cool. Well, matchup number 5. Yeah,
just feel free to bail whenever. You know, just show your computer.
This is, again, last episode. This never has to get released. Godfather at the 8 seed versus The Lost Weekend at the 57 seed. So, congratulations to The Lost Weekend for showing up.
Mm-hmm. You know, is that an early one? Here. Lost Weekend, 1945, also Billy Wilder. Billy Wilder, I kind of think of him as like the old school Coens, where he makes wacky comedies like The Apartment and what's the one? Some Like It Hot. But then he goes to The Lost Weekend, which is just a very sober movie about alcohol and just about a dude that gets drunk as fuck over.
Nice.
That was a fun phrase.
And it's like not funny at all. And like it's kind of like Double Indemnity or like early non-comedies of Billy Wilder's career.
Which is weird because The Godfather is a known gut buster. Yeah. So like
laugh a minute ensemble comedy, The Godfather.
Tough to go against that one.
It is tough. I mean, look, it's great. Godfather is the heavy favorite, right?
I figure we're going to talk about The Godfather later when we talk about what actually is going to move on.
Mm. Sure. Yeah, we can give The Godfather because we'll probably bundle it with some other stuff here when we talk about some of the heavy hitters. But,
yeah.
You know, one of the rare instances where the Academy just, you know, they saw a home run and they hit it. Congratulations. Yep. It's hard to do. Matchup 6 is The Deer Hunter at 25 versus It Happened One Night, 40. I haven't seen... This is a horrible confession. I haven't actually seen either of these movies. I haven't seen Deer Hunter, and I haven't seen It Happen One Night.
Whoa.
I know. I just never... I think
everybody's going to have one of those on this list, though. One or two, I think, where someone's going to say, like, I haven't seen this movie.
And
everybody else is going to be like, yeah. What the...
The problem...
You know what I mean?
The problem for me with Deer Hunter is just, like, I know enough about it that whenever it's time, like, it's available for me to watch, I'm like, nah, I want to have, like, a good night. I want to be like, I don't want to do this.
It and The Godfather.
Yeah. Oh, it's another one. It's Zucker Brothers comedy, The Deer Hunter.
Exactly.
No knee slapper.
Yeah, dude, it's like Kangaroo Jack, but with a deer.
Oh man. Also,
I don't know. I don't know if it's been described like a different way to you, but that's
Nick, don't say
well. That was we were gonna get to the one sentence. That's gonna come up later. We don't have to do it. We do have to do it. Kangaroo Jack could have been so good.
Yeah, no, this is the time. It could have been.
Is this the time to do it? I'm sorry, Vinny. I know you want to talk about your matchup.
Does it talk? Does it talk in the movie? No,
Ooh,
it doesn't
Jack
talk.
Or the deer?
In a dream.
Kangaroo Jack does talk. The deer and Deer Hunter, to my knowledge, does not talk.
Ah, damn.
You haven't seen the movie.
I haven't. I can only assume that the deer doesn't talk or else it would say something like, hey, stop hunting me. Leave Vietnam. Get out of here. I don't know. Is that about it, Vinny, for the Deer Hunter? Is that kind of what's going on in it?
Pretty much. I think you wrapped it up about nicely. I just want to shout out my favorite romantic comedy that happened one night, 1930s, Frank Capra. If you want to see where all the tropes of romantic comedy came from, it happened one night. And I'm also, again, Clark Gable and Billy Wilder.
I just think if Kangaroo Jack is just like 10% darker, I think it's a hit. I think it's a great idea. And I think that we don't have enough Outback crime movies. And, you know, I think that Kangaroo Jack really could have been something if maybe they just didn't mark, you know, PG-13 instead of PG. And I think you got what you need.
It could have,
you know?
They should have just nominated it. Yeah.
Yeah. They should have just nominated anyway, knowing it wasn't going to win. Yeah.
Just
like,
on
you know,
the
they
idea.
Got that what one year, every year.
What year was Kangaroo Jack?
2003.
Yeah. Let me just,
it was actually, actually was 2003. That's pretty impressive.
Wow. Whoa.
That's pretty impressive. Did you just guess that?
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Huge Kangaroo
Jack
fan,
so,
Nick Franco.
So could Kangaroo Jack, here, let's do this right now. Could Kangaroo Jack, let's do a mini bracket. Could it have beaten The Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, The Pianist,
yes.
Gangs of New York,
yes.
The Hours, or Chicago? Yes. Which one?
No, Chicago.
Chicago won.
Spoiler alert. Later.
Probably Gangs
bracket.
Of New York.
You think it could have beaten Gangs of New York?
Yeah.
You think Kangaroo Jack could have beaten Gangs of New York?
On
yeah,
the bracket,
you know,
or at the Oscars?
Have you ever fought a, have you heard like kangaroos are really, see, I was taking a loose interpretation of the thing that's in that movie.
Oh, no, we're not allowed to do, we're not allowed to do like subjective mascot fights anymore because apparently it didn't play well with the three people that engaged with us on Twitter. So apparently we're not allowed to do that anymore.
That's how it works.
Apparently mascot fights, people just can't wrap their heads around it.
Wait, quick question. Is this bracket like, who would win in a fight? Like the cast of all these movies just like fighting each other?
Again,
that's
we're
what
not allowed
whole,
to do that anymore.
No, that's what this, it's best picture winners. Which one would win in a fight?
So oh. Like a bunch of Vietnam vets versus some.
No, like a DVD copy of The Deer Hunter versus a DVD copy of It Happened.
You
one
know,
night.
Do you do that thing? Do you ever do that
Are
thing?
You just throwing them at each
no,
other?
No, it's like, do you guys ever do that thing where you eat M&Ms and you crush two M&Ms against each other and whichever one cracks you eat and then you
yeah.
hold on to the one that's solid and then you do that until you have the strongest M&M in the pack?
It's like that, but with DVD no. cases.
It's like that with DVDs. Yeah. First of all, that's a totally normal behavior because Hillman knew what I was talking about. But if you just crush two DVDs together and then It Happened One Night cracks, but The Deer Hunter is solid, then you have to do that against a DVD copy of The Godfather. And then that's how you determine. I don't understand. Art is
so,
subjective. How
so
else would we do this?
So matchup number seven.
No, you can't have the hosting back. Matchup number seven is Moonlight at the 9 seed versus The Best Years of Our Lives at the 56 seed.
What do you think The Best Years of Our Lives is about?
I think it's probably similar to Moonlight.
No, it's in the American Pie franchise.
Nick, what do you think it's about?
It's about The Best Years of Our Lives.
Well, it's about World
it's
War II,
about...
so it's not really about the best okay. years of their lives.
That's a terrible title
depends.
For a movie about World War II.
Are you sure it's not the days worst? Of our lives, but just the movie?
Maybe it was inspired by it. I can't say I've seen The Days of Our Lives. Maybe it's
the
like
collected
the best of.
Ofs, like a clip
yeah.
reel, like
yeah.
a highlight reel.
It's that thing's been on for years.
Vinny, lay it on us. What's The Best Years of Our Lives about so we can tell you it's going to lose to Moonlight?
I mean, I'm going to say it's going to lose to Moonlight because it's my favorite A24 movie, and it's clearly the best A24 movie as your bracket showed. Shout out, Alyssa. And
you did do that.
Woof. Friction.
But Best Years of Our Lives, it's one of three William Wyler Best Picture winners that is a pretty solid 2 hours of World War II vets coming home, and it's not being great. So it's hard to be a vet, America.
Is that kind of like Rambo?
Yes, except a little less action and less mud caked over their
they
bodies.
They don't hunt them?
No, they're not really.
Does anyone rip a heart out of another person's body?
That doesn't happen in Rambo.
Not the Rambo you saw.
He does rip. Well, God, how? I'm not going to talk about Rambo 4 during a Best Picture winners bracket.
No, he rips the.
Oh, but you're going to talk about Kangaroo Jack?
I didn't.
Rambo's
start
off
that
the
fight.
Table. You absolutely started that.
I don't remember that.
I'd rather
way.
Talk about Ooh. Rambo 4 than Kangaroo Jack personally. But
well,
who would win in a fight, a kangaroo or Rambo?
Rambo. Every fight is Rambo.
Rambo 4? This is just...
Have you seen a kangaroo punch?
Yeah,
you seen Rambo
kangaroos 4? Kangaroos are jacked.
Kangaroos... God fucking damn it.
All right, god damn it. Matchup 8.
Thank you, Vinny. Matchup 8 is Unforgiven at the 24 seed versus All About Eve at the 41 seed. Can I guess what All About Eve might be about?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Eve.
God fucking...
Am I right? Is that the log line? Is the log line on IMDb just Eve, period? This is what happens when we do a bracket for 94. I fought for this format, by the way. I was like, We can only do Best Picture winners. We can't do nominees because it's too many.
And it's just, becoming me explaining what these movies are to you guys. And you're like, okay.
So how's that movie? Is that any good?
Is it any good? Should we have done any research before this bracket?
I love All About Eve. Bette Davis is fucking phenomenal in this movie. I was fascinated. I gave it a 9 out of 10 on IMDb as a high schooler. Shout out high school Benny. Do not remember a thing about this movie except that she was great.
You don't have like written reviews? You just have like numerical scores?
No, I just put all the scores in on IMDb so I remembered what I thought about it at the time. So apparently it's a 9 out of 10.
It's a huge loss for the culture that we didn't get written reviews of all
of
these.
Real question, actually. I'm kind of curious. Do you wait like a day or two before you rate to kind of marinate, or do you just do like instant impression? Because I know impressions can change based on kind of where you are a couple days later. You might be
thinking about it. It is kind of whenever I went back to IMDb and put the score in. So like in high school, I was pretty good about doing it a couple days later. Now, if I remember like 6 months later, I'm like, oh yeah, I just kind of want to freshen on this movie before I forget everything about it.
Yeah. No, I was just curious. Since you've seen most of these, I was curious where your ratings were kind of based on where you had seen them, like time-wise.
Yeah, I did it pretty soon afterwards. So like I gave a lot of eights to movies that probably
honest, very rewarding critic. You liked it. You just liked them.
Well, I always thought of it like, you know, school, you get a 9 out of 10 for an A. And, you know, A doesn't really mean you're great. It just means you're good enough that the teacher doesn't want to bother you.
Is that what it meant in your school?
Is that
what was going on?
It's just so the nerds like
and
me
just
don't
meant
bother
don't
you.
Bother me?
Yeah,
that's how they do things in Grand Junction.
What did a fucking B mean? Come talk to me?
B mean... Like,
I'm lonely?
B meant that I was going to have to go to the teacher and then bother the teacher about my grade.
What was a C? At that point, are you just like somewhere in the woods running away?
I wouldn't know what a C felt like.
Oh my God.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Oh, you're talking to an Emerson Honors program student. So like maybe check yourself, Ben.
I'm the smartest person on this podcast.
Mm-hmm, it's true. Yeah, it's not like there isn't another person in the Honors program that's on this podcast.
Is this what we're? Is this what this is about now? Is this what we're doing?
Wait, was it
matchup
Nick,
number nine?
Nick,
is actually,
you? Were you
well,
or no?
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
anyways,
no. Oh, well then, no, that's not. Wrong.
Unforgiven.
Well,
Clint Eastwood's best Western. I hope it goes far, and I hope people realize what it is before they vote it out.
It's a
cool.
It's a fantastic.
It's gonna
movie.
Get destroyed by Moonlight.
Yeah,
Moonlight.
But it is a really good movie. So.
Vinny, who do you think is going? Which ones do you think is going all the way in your bracket?
I think The Godfather, unless we have enough Lord of the Rings nerds that follow this.
I think that we do is what I'm going to say to that. Here's the thing, and this is the advice I give almost every week. It turns out, you will be shocked by how much people don't give a shit about what you thought mattered. You really will, and I think that I think that really does just mean that Lord of the Rings is going to do it.
Yeah, we're not.
No, see, that's why I don't think it's going to do it. Because I think all of you guys legitimately think that a lot of people think it's better than Moonlight. And I think.
I don't think it's better than Moonlight. I don't think people think that. I'm in like a weird reverse psychology with myself now. I'm definitely shook. I'm rattled.
Dude,
I'm rattled.
You got free real estate in your own brain. Like,
I know.
You're just inside of
lives,
your own
like,
brain.
20 random people that engage with a bracket every week live inside my head rent free.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of my head and free and rent in some capacity of combination of those words is my region. We're actually going to move on to me because I somehow got these picks in second.
Yep.
Is that true? I really got these in second and then still had to send you 7 more picks.
Yeah, because you just
I guess that's
blew
the
it.
Strategy for anyone thinking of coming on. Just send like 3 picks first. Just
no,
send
means,
your top.
That means
heavy
your strategy is bad.
My strategy is just top heavy.
Yeah. I guess
that's so. Really it. My strategy is top heavy, and then I sent some real... Well, we'll get into it. We'll talk about what's going on here, because boy, oh boy. So, matchup 17 for me is Parasite, the number 2, my number 1 overall pick, which is, I know, very recent, versus Million Dollar Baby at the 63. And, you know, Parasite's a real fucking good movie. And I haven't seen Million Dollar Baby, but it was one of the ones that no one else had taken. And that's the one where she breaks her neck on the stool at the end. So don't bother seeing that movie. I haven't seen it because I gave you the one line there. I gave you the one liner on the log line, and
you've seen it. You've seen the movie.
Basically, you've heard it. You visualized it, and then Parasite is the log line on that is I don't know, eat the rich, I guess. Really, like that is truly, I think
it's
Parasite's great.
We just got over saying like how we have no sense of the bracket and how it's going to go, and this is a key example of. Parasite, we didn't even think it was going to win Best Picture. And then it was just like the best thing to happen last year. I have no sense how people are going to vote on this one. Because like,
I think Parasite should do great.
No, totally. But it also has to, it has to go against potentially The Godfather in the Elite 8.
I don't think it matters.
Actually, dude, I don't know, man.
Yeah, we'll break it down. But I do think the Parasite pretty much... We're going to get through these next three matchups. And I think we can all agree that Parasite is just cleared to fly.
Yeah.
Just easy path through the end. Someone prove me wrong, but matchup 18 is Hurt Locker versus Braveheart, the 31 and 34 seeds respectively. So congratulations to Parasite on making it out of round two. You know?
Yeah.
I like Hurt Locker a lot.
Do you like the part where he just goes rogue for no reason? Like he randomly just grabs a gun and just goes rogue on a house full of nationals? Just
I like all the bombs.
Everyone likes the bomb stuff. It's like the whole other movie that I always forget exists when I see that shit. And it's like, wait, why is he just Jason Bourne for 20 minutes?
Because he was Jason.
He wasn't. Yeah, he was training.
Another Bourne.
He was training.
Yeah.
He was the other.
Like, and then Braveheart.
The other Bourne.
Oh yeah, Vinny. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was gonna say I love Hurt Locker, but I can't think of really anything that I remember about that movie outside of using
freedom
and it being tense as hell.
Yeah, the bomb stuff is great. Everyone loves the bomb stuff. And then Braveheart, which no bomb stuff, but
cool speech.
Bad guy giving the speech.
It's a drawn
really short guy giving the speech.
Yeah, we were really gonna hang up on Annie Hall, but let Mel Gibson slide into this podcast.
Yeah, I guess we did do that.
Yeah,
I guess
a
we
lot
did
of
do that.
And then, which gets us into matchup 19, I think.
Well, yeah. So speaking of letting Mel Gibson sneak through, we've got matchup 19, which is Gladiator at the 15 seed versus American Beauty at the 50 seed. And yeah, so
yeah,
again,
Ben was adamant
to Parasite
about getting American
on getting to
Beauty
the Sweet
in
16.
There.
Yeah, I fought for American Beauty, guys. I was just like, you know what? That paper bag sequence, the plastic bag sequence, I'm sorry. It's just riveting. I think American Beauty, this isn't a hot take, right? It's one of the best, like, everyone turned on that movie. I think even before Kevin Spacey is a monster, I think everyone realized that movie is kind of bullshit, right? Am I wrong?
It's self-righteous. I enjoy it.
Wait, did we put... I don't know. There's a pick coming up that I feel like everyone was like, I hate that this won. Why did this win?
Well, no, but American Beauty had a little bit of staying power as, like, a great movie, and I think...
Are you saying it like turned?
You're talking about the flip.
I'm saying
right?
Like immediately people were like, no, that's
oh,
dumb.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll
no.
Get
you're saying the turn. I get it. Yeah,
I get what you're saying. Yeah, the turn.
I have a couple
like,
of
oh,
those.
Great.
Don't worry, guys.
At least Kevin Spacey kills himself. Spoiler alert, I guess.
Huge shout out to American Beauty for making that choice. anyway, like I said, congratulations to Gladiator on making it to round two, and congratulations to Parasite on making it to the Sweet 16.
Well, Gladiator and Braveheart are like two movies that I have as 10 out of 10s on IMDb, but I knew I couldn't rank them higher because I know they're not great movies, but I love the fuck out of them.
High school video.
Gladiator's a fantastic
movie.
It's fun as hell. But again, it's just like...
It's very fun.
It's just like a fun action movie that one happened to win Best Picture over much more deserving.
And we're getting a sequel.
Is this one of the rare occasions where we want to talk about what movies definitely didn't need to be... Like, didn't need to lose to Gladiator?
Crouching Tiger?
Yeah.
Better movie, but I watched Gladiator way more.
Well, matchup 20 is another classic. I really did say fuck you to Hillman with like my last couple picks here because
we've
got
you
Platoon.
Did.
I did. We've got Platoon at the
couple
18,
of knee slappers
which,
right here.
Yeah, Platoon versus Crash at the 47 seed. And I mean, look, Platoon has the thing. It's got the thing with you know when he smokes the weed out of that shotgun. And that's pretty cool. And then Crash has that thing where it ends.
Didn't people turn on Crash too? I feel like Crash was like...
Crash is one of the ones that there was no turn. Yeah. Crash is one of the ones where it was just like, fuck.
People hated it immediately?
Yeah, people were pretty sour on it right when it won. I'm pretty sure.
It's
bad. Garbage. I rewatched it a couple months ago. It was every bit as bad as I thought it might be.
Would you say, I've heard it's very Oscar baity. Would you say it's the most Oscar baity on this list?
I would not.
No.
I think there's other ones.
I truly would not.
It's just a white person making like a lot of philosophical conversations that they think are super deep about race and like racist characters and be like, yeah, this is, everyone's going to get it, but it's just turns
that
out
sounds
to be
really Oscar baity to me.
I have my pick. I think we all in our mind, do we have our pick for what the most Oscar baity movie is? We'll call it out when we get to it. Cause I think we're going to get
winner
to it.
Winner.
Yeah. The winner. Well,
you're talking
winner.
We'll
get to it when we get there. Cause I think I definitely know mine. We'll see if we're all on the same.
I feel like Crash would have been like if Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close one.
That yes. Year,
where you're just like, fuck, really? We're doing that shit. We're doing the 9/11 movie. Having Tom Cruise jump out of the tower and scream into the camera. What the fuck happens in that?
Well, he did that. That was a real stunt.
Which is a real shot. In
he did that. He jumped out. He was there. Moving on to matchup 21, we've got The Godfather Part 2 at the 7 seed versus Amadeus at the 58 seed. So, Godfather 2, it'll be really, I don't think we could have this happen, but we are set up potentially for a Godfather Part 2 versus Godfather final.
I could see
which,
it.
I could definitely see it. It would be pretty chalk. I mean, it would be a pretty boring bracket if that's what happens. But also, look, the Oscars doesn't get this right almost ever, so it kind of makes sense that some of the only times they have ever been right would end up in the finals.
I'll figure out how to and deliver you all homemade pasta at the end of this week if Godfather versus Godfather 2.
That's a huge fan for Italian Americans.
Very gabagool to your family.
I'm not giving voters shit.
Do the AOC
voters, I'll give you some of my pasta.
I like that you call them that now.
It's the AOC hands. She reclaimed that.
I gotta figure out how to make it, and which I mean egg flour, but like, you know, actually like do it, and then I will deliver. I'm saying it.
You're
right
here first, folks. Sponsor of the podcast.
But Nick, what
pasta
will you make versus... if Amadeus makes it to the finals?
Yeah, I was gonna say a huge moment for piano player culture.
A cake in the shape of a piano.
Yeah, is that the movie that's got farts in it? Isn't there a fart joke in Amadeus? I haven't seen Amadeus.
That's a movie that I saw the cover of at Blockbuster a lot. So
wait, I gave it an 8 out of 10 in high school. It's like 3 hours.
I think, what didn't you?
Yeah, isn't it 3 hours long?
It's not that boring, Amadeus.
Sure.
This might be a boomer take. I think I'm officially at that point in life where I don't want to see a movie that's over 2 hours and 20 minutes. Is that crazy? Like, I feel like if a movie can't get in and out on its story at 220, 230 tops, like I was about to dunk on you,
but Parasite is 212.
Right, baby, and that's great.
So speaking of Italian American heritage, of which I have none, we watched Max made a bunch of pasta sauce the other night, and then we watched we had to pick between Goodfellas or Casino, neither of which Mira had seen, and we were like, we'll eat some pasta and watch one of these classic Martin Scorsese Italian films. And boy, oh boy, guys, Casino is like fucking 3.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's so long.
It's even longer than
I don't know how long it... Yeah, because we were like, well, I've seen Goodfellas more. Maybe we'll watch Casino. And then there's like... Casino is like actually 40 minutes longer than Goodfellas. And it's just, you can't with that. And it's the same movie anyway, just one's in Vegas. So what are we doing?
I think Marty and a couple other directors are the exception to that rule. I think if Marty's making a 3 hour movie, I'm like, I guess I'm in, but I still haven't seen The Irishman because I was like, Marty, I'm not watching 2 hours.
Just start giving these guys.
I bet you're going to watch it though.
I can't.
You're going to watch
it. Do it. I'll watch it eventually, maybe in two parts.
Oh, you know what's
I'll watch Zack Snyder's Justice League all the way through because, like, I love
I was going to say, we don't have the Snyder cut on here. It's going to win the 2021 Best Picture. It's crazy we don't have it on here.
That's because the bracket's in widescreen.
I mean, we can replace Marty with Justice League.
With the Snyder cut?
Yeah, just...
Or Batman vs. Superman?
But that one...
If we snuck that in, would anyone notice? If we just put the Snyder Cut,
if you convince one person that it won Best Picture,
if you honestly put it in mind for Wings. I'm not going to talk about Wings. Do it.
Slot the Snyder Cut. I'll talk about it. No, we can't. We have integrity. We can't do it. We have sponsors to look after. We can't start messing with brackets like that. We can't.
Sorry.
I can't. I'm sorry. We can't. Anyway, Amadeus, I'm sure it was great, but congratulations to The Godfather Part 2. Matchup 22 is an all-timer for some genre of movie. It's Spotlight at the 26th seed versus Green Book at the 39th seed. Now, you may be wondering, Ben, what is Green Book doing at the 39th seed? That seems really high. You put Green Book above Million Dollar Baby. You put Green Book above The English Patient, which will come up later. And my answer is, fuck you. I sent 20 picks. I had to send 7 more. There's not that many Oscars movies. And Green Book is one of the ones that won. And this bracket to me is a moment to talk about, again, just how bad the Academy consistently seems to get it. And look, let's shot. Let,
was
let,
that 2017?
Let's talk about it.
What year was that?
Green Book was 2019, wasn't it? Because 2018. Was Parasite.
I just looked it up.
Well, it came out in 2018, but didn't it win in 2019 or whatever?
Yeah, because it was.
Oh
it
yeah,
was
probably.
Roma,
probably.
Yeah.
Also, the movie will come up later, but like Spotlight versus Argo would have been an incredible Boston Energy type.
Yeah, and then there's another
we
one.
Didn't get it.
And then there's
and
another
sucks,
Boston Energy
like,
movie that.
Oh, yeah.
That
one too.
That we're getting
yeah,
there
yeah.
towards. And boy, if we could have gotten that in the finals. But I think Spotlight's actually a pretty good movie. I think it's fine.
It
yeah. It's good. You know,
I don't think it's
like
Spotlight. Best
it,
picture.
More importantly,
like, it's good.
Green Book is dog shit.
Green Book would be
so fucking dumb.
What? Vinny, we saw Green, you and I saw Green Book together, right? We saw Green Book and sat there and we're and there were like grandmas in the audience who were like, I loved it because they learn to get
it's
along.
It's sad that Spike Lee, when he made his two best movies, Black Klansman and Do the Right Thing, he lost to both Driving Miss Daisy and Green Book. The whitest movies about race.
That is.
That are.
Wait, was Driving, did that win Best Picture, Driving Miss Daisy?
Yeah. No one picked it, though.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we didn't put it in the bracket.
It's not in the bracket. Shout
yeah.
out.
Bullshit. Driving Miss Daisy didn't. All four of us looked through the same three lists that ranked. I think ranked all of the best picture winners. Maybe Vinny didn't do it, but I definitely looked through the vulture list that ranked them all. And we all scrolled at Driving Miss Daisy and said, nope, just kept scrolling. Decided I'd rather Green Book.
Shout out Spike Lee. It was his birthday as of we're recording this 4 days ago. I watched Black Klansman on Saturday because I was like, hey, we should watch it. Holly hadn't seen it. That movie is so fucking good.
Yeah, Green Book's not,
the
though.
The fact that Green Book beat it makes me so mad because that movie is crazy good. So if anybody here hasn't seen Black Klansman or like a lot of Spike Lee movies, like
Black Klansman basically just does what Green Book does, but right?
It like, puts Green Book to shame. I mean, we don't have to, we can keep dunking on how Green Book is like a bad movie outside of the fact that it was considered one of the best movies of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a bad movie anyway.
Oh, Mahershala is really good in it. And that's
the best movie.
It is a bummer because I love Mahershala and I love Viggo. But first of all, a bad movie. Viggo got into a bunch of trouble on the press tour for this movie for saying some racist shit.
It's the Farley brothers who like are a little skeevy themselves.
At least a lot going on. So
I
can we just
would have enjoyed it if it was not nominated for any Oscars. I would have been like, that's a cute movie, easy about race. But because,
it does sort of immediately get the crash stink on
it. Yeah, because it won Best Picture, it immediately is overrated for that fact.
Can we just Spotlight beat Mad Max and The Big Short?
Big Short is a movie that aged better, I think, and I think that it's more egregious.
I didn't say The Martian, but also The Martian. I'm biased that, but
and Mad Max ages perfectly because it was a perfect movie when it came out.
But
it's still a perfect
but
movie.
That's not a movie. You know, it's not a movie that wins that ever.
It won a bunch of Oscars.
Yeah,
just didn't win Best Picture.
Again, another reason we're not doing a nominees board because it's just. It's a complete. It almost makes the Oscars look good. Like when you do a nominees one, you're like, oh, they some good movies here. But no,
when we talked about that, I was thinking about like just mathematically, like what you do, and you figure they've been doing what the 8 to 10 nominees since The Dark Knight. So that's about 10 years. You're looking at like 450.
Yeah, plus. And
so immediately when it was like nominees, it was like, oh, please God,
it would
no.
be it would
like,
be way more recent.
400. 50 movies.
And also, like, of those, yeah, it would be a tiny percentage would actually be, like, I guarantee only a couple of Best Picture winners would actually have made it out of the first round if we did nominees. Like, only a couple. Mm-hmm. Look, the Academy's fucking bad at what they do. Anyway, mm-hmm. Matchup 23 is Silence of the Lambs at the 10 seed versus The English Patient, the 55 seed. Silence is, again, one of the rare, like, home runs, I think.
Yeah.
Where the Academy had one and they nailed it. It's a, I think, a perfect movie. It's great. And they gave it the recognition it deserves. It's fantastic film.
One of the few movies that won Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Director, and I think screenplay.
It did the the five.
It won the big five.
What's the other? There was another one that did it recently.
It's on my list.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not recently. Oh. But one of the ones that did it's on my list.
Well, we will. I guess we'll get to that.
Spoilers.
You don't have The Departed, so I couldn't be.
Nope.
But yeah, Sons of the Lambs. I think it's a dark horse to make a deep run.
Oh, I think you know, I think that there's.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I could see. I mean,
it's
there's
probably
some
making
other
the Sweet 16.
Hitters, but, oh, no doubt, because it's going up against Matchup 24. Ben-Hur at the 23 seed versus The Artist at the 42 seed. My last fuck you pick.
I like The Artist.
Just another just no.
It's
just
fun.
Fucking hate The Artist.
Dog shit.
What do you think? Was that a movie that people turned on, or that it was immediately no?
I don't think there's a lot of people who hate it
that
much.
That was just a weak
year. I think there's a lot of
people
who still kind of like it.
That was a tough year anyway. There wasn't really a ton out for whatever reason that was like worth. Yep. The Descendants.
That was the extremely yeah. loud, incredibly close year. But also Moneyball came out that year.
That's right. Moneyball was that year.
Tough.
So in high school, I would go to the Telluride Film Festival and... the first year that I ever went, everybody was talking about The King's Speech, and I had never heard of that movie at that point. I was like, what the fuck is this movie? I don't give a shit about this picture, like, 6 months later. So the next year, the movie that everyone was talking about at that festival was The Artist, and again, I was like, what the fuck is this movie? But I actually decided to go watch it there, so I really enjoyed it for what it was, and ended up winning Best Picture.
I remember that it had that buzz. I specifically remember, like, getting to the theater and be like, oh shit, The Artist is apparently the movie that's going to win the Oscars this year. Like, I better go see it. I made like a whole, it had like a ton of buzz behind it, and I was deeply underwhelmed. But
I just looked it up. That is a crazy week.
It is just a week.
Outside of money. Yeah. I'm going to pull Moneyball out, but it's like The Artist, The Descendants, which is like, okay.
I like The Descendants.
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. The Help, Hugo. Midnight in Paris.
Fuck you, Tree of Life. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck Warhorse.
Fuck Tree of Life.
Fuck
Warhorse too. No, but there's a bunch of fucking movies in there. It's like Warhorse, Tree of Life, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. The Help is like getting to the point where I think it's kind of a fuck you movie because it's a lot like Green Book. There's a lot of fuck you movies.
Yeah, that's a weird year.
It's crazy.
Not a great year at the movies.
Descendants
versus Ben-Hur.
But Moneyball, like, it should be that one.
Moneyball.
One point in contention for Ben-Hur is what other movies on this list have confirmed killed someone on set?
Badass movie.
Did you guys not put the Twilight Zone on yours?
It's not
unfortunately
Oscar
did
movie,
not
sir.
Win. Yeah, did not win Best Picture.
So Ben-Hur. Yeah, the distinction of I think the only Oscar-winning movie to have a confirmed death on set, which. Boy, again, the Oscars just nailing it.
I also, fun fact, tried to put it on my list because, fun fact, my name is Ben, and I don't think I've actually seen that movie, but I thought this would be kind of fun. But it looks
but
like you
her.
Got it.
It's a four-hour movie.
I am hurt.
4 hours.
But I didn't get it.
So, yeah, I have a lot of just blanks. I have a lot of matchups where I bet we're going to get way fewer votes than there are voters.
Zero votes.
I bet we'll get like a. I think if we average like 20, 30 voters, we might have a couple matchups in mind where we get like five combined votes. I can't imagine that there's going to be a lot of people coming out to fight for Ben-Hur or The Artist. That's such a bad matchup.
Yeah.
I think The Artist honestly pulls up the upset because I think more people have probably
More people
no,
have
because
seen
people
it,
are
guess,
people are going to think like between Ben-Hur and The Artist, they're going to think of The Artist as I liked it. That's the thought. It's like, I liked it.
I didn't. Matchup 25 is we're moving into Nick's region.
Wait, Ben, which one's going to this Elite Eight?
None
for
of them.
You.
It's a wash. Yeah. They're all going home.
No, Parasite
My
is fucking garbage. You're
down.
Right.
My region gets shut
it's
down.
Parasite, I think it's Parasite Silence.
No, I mean, if I really... Yeah, I think Parasite's my pick, although I could see...
Oh, Parasite Silence of the Lambs would be
See that being the matchup, although that would mean that the Godfather Part 2 loses, which...
Yeah, I think it's going to be Parasite Godfather Part 2 in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're looking at.
I could see that. But, no, I think it's... I mean, look, I basically decided to just, like, what... Wouldn't it be fun if you took, like, Mike Tyson... And you just matched him up against a bunch of like second year boxers, just like in a row. You're just like, keep going. How will you get tired? And the answer is no.
You and Ryan Williams on the 4th of July.
Yeah, basically. Ryan Smythe. And we don't use last names on this podcast. But yeah, no, it's like, what if you just.
Oh, cut that out. Wait, yeah, cut that out. Cut that out. Then.
Like, what if you just took Mike Tyson and put him up against someone like. Like, I don't know, like Conor McGregor,
mm-hmm.
right? Just fucking kill him. Just murder mm-hmm. him.
Or Conor Judge.
We do use last names for him. This is a bad podcast. We're just like rambling about Kangaroo Jack, doxing our friends. Terrible.
Vinny's taking a shit.
Terrible. Vinny's taking a... Vinny, what happened? Never mind.
Are you taking
this? This is not important. This is awful.
Region number three!
This might be added to the unreleasables, mm-hmm. which we have one of. So moving on to region three, Nick's region, we've got matchup 25, which is Casablanca at the 3 seed versus the Snyder Cut at the 62 seed. It's versus Wings at the 62 seed.
Yeah, I haven't seen Wings, unfortunately. This was one of the first ones that I was like, I haven't seen a lot of, you know, this movie, so I need to throw one on. But it was recognizable, and like Vinny pointed out earlier, it co-won Best Picture, I guess, or like won a separate Best Picture.
It was the Best Picture for normies.
And he called it a perfectly fine movie, so I'll take that. Casablanca, not a perfectly fine movie, a very good movie. And I think that's kind of all I have to say.
Wait, give me great. The give me the one classic. Liner on Casablanca, and then give me the one liner on Wings.
Casablanca is a romance movie about a guy who owns a bar in Morocco and finds his lost love. And Wings is about planes, trains, and automobiles.
They came out when those things didn't exist. No, they existed.
They probably exist.
Yeah, trains didn't exist when
movies automobiles
came out.
Exist in the 30s?
Yeah, the automobiles existed.
Hey, Wings won Best Effects, yeah. Engineering Effects, and Best Picture Production.
Oh wait,
Vinny, did
Best
I,
Picture?
Vinny, did I nail that? Vinny, did I nail that Casablanca one?
Oh, you got
or
it.
Would you have added something else?
Yeah, you nailed it.
I just had to ask our dude.
So then, matchup 26 is Argo at the 30 versus Hamlet at the 35. And which Hamlet is this?
This is the 1942.
It's like 48,
I believe, right? I
think 48. It's like oh,
It's a Laurence Olivier Hamlet.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Laurence Olivier is writer.
Well,
producer, director.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. You know what I mean. Writer, director, producer, starred. Like, the dude just kind of took the whole thing. He kind of like weirdly engineered Shakespeare plays into mainstream film with this, it seems like. And then Argo is a
very
movie
similar
that kind of captured the Renaissance.
Yeah. Like, another one
it was
where
a,
shout
this
out
was
to
a
ben.
Wild
writer, director, and starring.
Wild.
Yeah, it was a while back. I think we kind of now we get the memes of him picking up Duncan outside of his house. But like Ben Affleck had like a 3-year period where that dude like literally murdered a bunch of movies and was like the guy.
And then he was
like
the and now I'm Batman.
Argo. And then he was like, I'm gonna make Live by Night and then be Batman. And then it was kind of over. I don't hate Argo. I think it's pretty good. I have like kind of a nostalgic story about sitting on a standby line at Emerson trying to get into a press screening to Argo with a bunch of other Emerson students, turned away before I was like person online waiting to get in. And they gave me tickets to compensate to a press screening of Dread, which is a much
what
better
a movie. What a deal.
What a deal. I get off the line, and then immediately 3 minutes later somebody who was five people behind me was like, yeah, they let a bunch of people in, like they must have just found seats.
Yeah, but then you got
and
to
I
go
was
see
mad
Dread
at the time. And now I look back, yeah, and I'm like, man, I got to see Dread instead.
Yeah, they just wanted your day just wanted you to see Dread at that point.
Argo's good though. It's a perfectly fine movie.
I feel like the only thing I took away from that movie is Argo, fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I took away from it.
I think it's like a very plain Oscar-y movie. It's about Hollywood, so Hollywood loves to jerk itself off. It had all the hallmarks of just like a normal Oscar-y movie. It's a lot like Spotlight, I think.
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly. A lot like Spotlight. It would have been a good matchup. Vibe. It'll never happen, but it would have been a good matchup. Yeah. Matchup 27 is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at the 14 seed versus On the Waterfront at the 51 seed. That's pretty low.
I've never seen On the Waterfront, so I need somebody else to kind of fill me in on the one-liner.
Well, first I need your one-liner for it.
For On the Waterfront? It's a movie that takes place
and
on
that
the
guy thinks that he could have been a contender, right?
He does. But he's a bum.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bum.
Has anybody else seen it in here? I know Vinny has, but the other two.
No. Oh, no, absolutely not. No, I don't
Wonderful
know.
Podcasting.
Is it good, Vinny?
The other two, we have names.
I'm not researching things.
The other two Bens. Is On the Waterfront a really good movie? It was really high on a lot of lists, so I was kind of...
I know, I'm aware of it as a gap in my film watching history. Like, I know it's a movie I need to have seen.
It's why I put it on my list, knowing I hadn't seen it, because I was afraid it wasn't going to get
Do you think that there's, like, a basketball podcast out there where, like, three of the four guys are like, I don't know, is Damian Lillard, like, is that a good basketball player?
That's different. No. But that's different. It'd be like if, like, Walt Chamberlain's teammate, you were talking about Wilt Chamberlain's teammate.
Wilt Chamberlain?
No, Wilt's brother, Wilt.
Wilt's brother, Walt.
If we're talking about Walt Chamberlain, the assistant coach.
Walt played for the Chicago Hawks for like, you know, half a season.
Boy. Walt Disney's
So it would be like that.
Friend, Wilt.
No, but I think it's a little different.
It's not like So it's like this James. Podcast. We can all kind of bullshit about Parasite.
Vinny, this Kyrie Irving guy, is he I know he's someone I should be watching.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as good as the movie Martin. I'll tell you that.
Just wait until we do our bracket of all winners. It's going to be...
Legitimately, what is On the Waterfront about?
Unions and like dock workers. And Marlon Brando plays like an ex-boxer, I think. And it's about like unionizing against like corporations. And pretty sure it was like went after Elia Kazan, the director, because it was too communist. He was like part of the like Red Scare bullshit in the 1950s.
We love that. We love that here. Mm-hmm. We love unions.
We love that. We love all of that story. So that is a movie that I should watch I should not host a podcast about. Matchup 28.
But One Flew the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wait, am I not going to be able to talk about One Flew?
We should do some time on an inarguably fantastic film.
Incredible movie. Jack Nicholson, just incredible performance.
Is that one of his
Super great.
Three?
Louis Fletcher's great. Danny DeVito.
How many has he won?
In it, and he's good.
Is that one of his wins?
I'll
check that out.
This was the one I was talking about earlier that did the big five.
Oh yeah.
Picture, actor, actress, director, screenplay. This was the other one.
This
movie's great. The end is like incredibly fucking depressing. Like I always forget, and then I was looking it up for this because I saw that I got it. Like cool. And then I remembered like looking at the ending, and it like immediately jogged in my brain. I was like, oh, that's right. Like, I don't want to spoil it because like I don't know if there are people who haven't seen it, but like it's like crazy.
Look,
depressed.
I spoiled Million Dollar Baby hard, just like out the gate, no warning.
Sure. It's not One Flew.
It is no, hey, I understand. They're in the same league. They're in the same fucking league.
They are by definition.
It's a great movie. I will say, I want a sidebar on this because it's a question that's been haunting me a little bit, and I do need some resolution on it, and I don't care if we're running behind because I do need an answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jack Nicholson like hot? Like from that time, like from like the Cuckoo's Nest, like Shining run. Like, is he hot or is he just...
I don't think he's hot in The Shining.
Chinatown in the top hat.
But like...
Yeah, with that busted nose.
I think the thing with him... Well, when you look at him, you're like, I don't want to look away, but I don't know... I don't know if it's because he's hot or it's because it's a weird face that I need to keep looking at. You know what I mean?
He's not Jared Leto Joker hot, but like...
Sure.
You
know, and who is? I mean, you want to talk about the ideal form of a man. It's Jared Leto as Jesus Joker, specifically in The Crown of Thorns. The hottest that a dude has been. Is this white guys talking about film? I don't know. Did we just talk about Jared Leto's Joker for no reason?
at least it's not the other Joker.
Jack Nicholson played Joker. Hold on, there's a connection there. Yeah. Jack Nicholson played the Joker. That's mm-hmm. why
we've got connection. We've got no three connection. Jokers mentioned so far.
Did we you want to talk about Nikola Jokic? Jokic?
Is he a guy I should follow?
Vinny.
Is he one of those guys?
Vinny, I'm going to let you talk
about that. I think he plays.
I'll let you talk about that.
No, we don't need to do this.
Matchup 28 has the Rain Man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a, no? What? That's not even his nickname.
Yeah, but he rains.
Versus the Shape of Water, the 19 seed.
Also,
Rain Man is the 46 seed.
They both have water in them.
Yeah. So to me, actually, I'll let Nick do his thing real quick because I did. Rain Man was one of my thoughts on like what like an Oscar Beatty movie on this list was.
That's a very Oscar Beatty movie. I actually missed my opportunity to talk about mine. I think Argo is a very Oscar Beatty movie.
Oh, that's fair. Is that your number one? Like, that's the most Oscar Beatty movie you were thinking of from this bracket?
Not on this list. The Artist is probably the number one Oscar Beatty movie on this list.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a silent Hollywood
movie. Yeah, movies about movies.
Yeah, 1,000%. Movies about movies in the silent period of Hollywood, 1,000%. That's why like La La Land gets all the shit that it does, because it's like harkening back to an old time. Like, it's a very much...
And like, there's like a whole thing where like a dude just loves to explain jazz to people who either don't care or know more about jazz.
Well, okay, so where I'm coming from is Rain Man and another pick on this list.
You can just say Forrest Gump.
Yes, Forrest Gump have the similarity of it's like, oh, I wonder if he can do that, if he can be a regular people. And then it's like, yeah, that's their whole thing.
Yeah, the Tropic Thunder thing.
That's also
exactly.
That's also another thing.
I'm not going to talk about
it. Anyway.
I'm not going to talk about Rain Man a bunch because I'm just kind of like, eh, about it. Ben before the podcast kind of shit on Shape of Water, and I'm not going to let that slander happen. I love Shape of Water. I think this movie's great, and I love Guillermo del Toro. He is dad, and I was very happy when he won, and I loved listening to him talk about his love for movies. I think Shape of Water is a great movie about, like a lot of Guillermo's other movies, otherness, and kind of just learning to accept yourself with the people around you who love
you.
Who
hasn't wanted to fuck a fish guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
who boo-boo. Hasn't? Get We've all here. Been there. It's not a
you like the lighthouse. He fucks a mermaid. Get
no,
the fuck
that's what
out
I'm
of.
Saying. It's a common experience. There's nothing weird about it in the lighthouse. It's just accepted. It's like, yeah, you know, fish people. No, I get it. I don't actually think Shape of Water is. I don't think it's one of the movies that the Oscars got like 100% wrong.
What came out?
But I do think that Shape of Water is not like one of the stronger Best Picture winners. I'm not a huge fan of it. I think that, you know. Well, I don't know a ton of people that would go to bat for
should it. Should get out of beat Shape of Water. Yes, 1,000%. And I will agree with that. But I also love Shape of Water. So that's kind of where I'm at. I think it's a year where I was like, I would have loved Get Out to win. But Shape of Water was probably the second one on my list there.
Can you, maybe what Phantom was the, Thread. give me the full nominees.
Okay, yeah. So it's Shape of Water, Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread. The Post and Three.
Oh, there's a couple of movies in there.
Was that 2017?
That was 20. That was the Oscars were 2017.
Yeah, that was a banger year.
Like Get Out probably beats it for me. Maybe Phantom Thread.
Maybe Lady Bird.
It depends on my day. Maybe Lady Bird, but not really, just because like I kind of like the imagination of Shape of Water more. I think it's just got more artistry. Like, I think it's more creative than Lady Bird, which is a movie that I really like. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of imagination that goes into. Yeah.
Sure, I don't know a ton of. Would you go to bat for it as like one of his best movies?
Maybe not his best, but it's up there. I think like Pan's Labyrinth is really good. As like a big. Dumb idiot dude. I love Pacific Rim just like on a visceral level. I think that movie's
and that
awesome.
Is just shockingly like, missing from our Best Picture rankings.
I wish, dude, that movie's fucking dope as hell.
All I remember,
I
remember from Pacific Rim,
super stupid, no, but so.
All good. I remember from Pacific Rim is walking out of that theater with my girlfriend at the time, who proceeded to spend the entire drive home telling me how much hotter Charlie Hunnam was than me. And it's not like I didn't know. It's not like anyone.
I mean, he's
it's
got
not
the
like
body.
It was a comparison that needed to be had.
He's got the body.
No, he and the face.
Okay,
and the
you're
hair,
saying Ben doesn't have the body.
And all the right. voice and the composition of all of those things together. into one symmetrical body. Yeah, no, I knew. No one, I didn't need a breakdown. Anyway, Pacific Rim, great movie.
You're like the Charlie Day in Pacific
Rim. No, because even Charlie Day was kind of hot. He had like the sleeved hats and he was like, you know, kind of manic.
You got the glasses and like tats, you're funny.
We don't need to gas the homie up on this one. It was fine. Look, Charlie Hunnam, okay. The better man. I think anyone would agree. I don't think anyone here is trying to tell me that Charlie Hunnam isn't the better man. And that's why she left me for him.
That's why she's your ex.
That's why she's my ex, and she's Charlie Hunnam's wife. Tough life. But, you know, I was in high school at the time, so it's kind of weird.
Understandable.
Matchup 29 is Chicago at the sixth seed. And this is going to be a weird sentence. Versus Kramer at the 59 seed.
So it's Chicago versus Kramer. This is a rare
versus Kramer's.
It's a three versus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen Kramer or Kramer, so I might need Vinny to kind of like.
We should have gotten
what Kramer, and then what the secondary.
We should have gotten Batman versus Superman versus Kramer in this versus Alien versus Predator versus Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh my god. Anyway, I love Chicago. I'm a big musical guy. Chicago is very gaudy and in all the right ways. And I think Catherine Zeta-Jones is amazing and Renee Zellweger is amazing. I just love Chicago. And so I needed to make sure that I got it. Should it be this high? Maybe not, but I wanted to make sure that I snagged it. There's a movie coming up in a couple that I think is definitely a much better movie, but I wanted to make sure that I got Chicago because I won.
I hate Chicago.
I love Chicago. I think it's awesome. Yeah, that's fine.
But. It's it's one of my lowest overall on this list. Kramer versus Kramer, lovely movie about divorce, which I watched after my parents divorced, yeah. And it made me cry. And Meryl Streep and Dustin Hoffman are fantastic. So I'm surprised
Kramer versus Kramer didn't get picked.
It was just low enough on mine.
This was one of the ones that I had to grab after the duplicates.
There were no duplicates. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, everyone nailed it.
Everyone did it great.
Chicago was 87 out of 93 for me.
Wow, you ranked them all.
I ranked every single one.
Are bad.
And a lot of Knicks picks.
His list, the link to Vinny's list, the definitive list will be in the show notes.
We should have just done Vinny's list. We should have used that for the power rankings.
Yeah, we should have just used it. Yeah.
Matchup 30.
Yeah, let's keep going. Fuck you, Vinny. Chicago
is Rebecca at 27 seed versus My Fair Lady at the 38 seed.
Rebecca, great movie. Hitchcock, first movie, right? Am I crazy? Is this Hitchcock's first or just like his first like
first prominent
one that got him the Oscar? Okay, yeah, Rebecca's great. Rebecca's a super great movie. Very like dark. Actually, to be honest,
it's
I haven't
awful.
Seen My Fair Lady. So I knew Vinny did not like My Fair Lady.
Number
and there was a weird pause here and I was waiting for Vinny to just start his rant about why he didn't like My Fair
Lady. It's three fucking hours long. It's not even like the good kind of 3 hours long like a lot of these movies. It's just 3 hours of just boring woman socialite, not even good music. And I love Audrey Hepburn.
I think you're gonna get a bunch of hate on that, by the way. I think
My Fair Lady Hive is gonna come out.
I don't think enough grandpas.
I think there's a lot of people
who
love
this podcast to come out and support.
That's our major demo.
I do think that this is like the one in my bracket that I could see upset. I don't think enough people have seen Rebecca or even know. I think if I didn't say that Alfred Hitchcock directed Rebecca, 95% of the people who listen to this wouldn't know.
I don't even like Rebecca that much, but I hate My Fair Lady enough that I'm going to vote for really whatever is against it. Same with Chicago.
I like Rebecca. It's good. Laurence Olivier, Joan Fontaine, really good movie.
Well, matchup 31 is 12 Years a Slave at the 11 seed versus Shakespeare in Love at the 54 seed.
I'm going to do the Shakespeare in Love thing. You want to talk about a movie that probably did not deserve to win?
Not probably. I mean,
even though there were only definitely incredible didn't.
Example.
I mean, just based off of one, even if you just do Saving Private Ryan, you're like,
what?
Cool, it did not deserve to win.
Do you not know this?
Yeah, God. Up against Saving Private Ryan. And then not only that, another great war movie, Thin Red Line, and also Life is Beautiful.
Damn.
And then Elizabeth's also a movie, which I haven't seen. So I'm sure good.
Yeah, that-
I don't know. 12 Years a Slave, blow it out of the water, although I would not be surprised if 12 Years a Slave didn't make it super far, because it is a really, really hard movie.
If this were the actual Oscar, Shakespeare in Love would be 12 Years a Slave. Just a heads up.
Probably. 12 Years a Slave is a weird movie that when I, if I were to ever talk to somebody and they were like, cool. And I know this was like a problem with the Oscars, but like one, I can't watch that, or two, like I started it and couldn't finish it. Completely understand, because man, oh man, oh man, I watched that movie and took a fucking 3.5 hour nap afterwards, because I was like deflated and like sobbing in my bed, just like a fucking wreck.
There is,
it's really hard to watch.
Shout out to producer Brad Pitt on like an impeccable run of movies that he has won Oscars for producing. Really,
shout out to Lupita, yeah. Fucking great.
Cheetah-weege.
Like Chiwetel's awesome. Vinny was the one who kind of gassed me up on 12 Years a Slave when we first, really like when we first met and like we're really starting to become friends. You were like, yo, I saw 12 Years a Slave. It's fucking great. Like, you got to watch it. And I waited a couple months and then watched it. I was like, what the fuck, dude? This movie's so
another
hard
one that
to
I saw at
watch.
Telluride that just like depressed the fuck out of me for the rest of the day after I'd seen it.
Well, real quick to depress the fuck out of you more. Just for Hillman, I guess, I'm assuming that, Nick, you know the story, and I'm assuming, Vinny, you know the story, but Shakespeare in Love is the crown jewel in
That's
Harvey
what I was
Weinstein's
gonna say.
Sort
I was about
of,
to talk about
like,
that.
Oscars campaigning career, because wow. He was, Miramax was a producer on Shakespeare in Love, and he basically just called his shot and was like, this is winning the Oscar, and just campaigned, like, to the point of, like, individually campaigning with every voting member of the Oscars. And made, like, a thing out of it being clear that, like, you could just campaign your way to an Oscar. And it didn't matter.
Straight up why the Oscars
Yeah, suck. I mean, it's a great example of why the Oscars suck and why it's not a great format. And Shakespeare in Love was at the time sort of considered, like, a conquest for Miramax of, like, you know, look how influential this company is. And the first of many signs that the Oscar sucks, and that Harvey Weinstein guy, maybe not the most upstanding fellow in the world. Matchup 32 is an American in Paris, and this is the last matchup for Nick, an American in Paris at the 22 seed versus Avatar at the, wait, hold on, let me just
Avatar,
yeah, hold on, let me just smudge. Scrape some of the smudge off of my screen. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Dances with Wolves.
Are you sure it's not Pocahontas?
Seed. It could be, let me, oh, wait, it is, nope, sorry, it's Dances with Wolves. Sorry, Dances with Wolves at the 43 seed.
You guys have seen that Avatar meme, that's like a
that's the only memes I look at, like, are Avatar memes. With Wolves.
Yeah, that's and, it, if you're not looking at Avatar Pocahontas memes, you're not living in 2021.
James Cameron's hoping that you're
well we should be gosh. shout out to Avatar for being the most like highest grossing box office movie as of like last week.
Shout out to Navi, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Avatar.
Avatar Land,
picture event of the season.
Avatar Land,
the motion Avatar picture Land. Event of the season becomes the theme park of the rest of the season. Avatar Land, I hope you like it, because you got a decade of it. Avatar Land coming soon. American in Paris,
super problematic, also, but a really good musical, and Gene Kelly's great. So, it's no Singing in the Rain.
I hated American in Paris because while Singing in the Rain, I love the 20-minute dance sequence at the end that like is just tap dancing and Gene Kelly. I hated the 30-minute dance sequence in
you
American
hate the one
Paris.
In this
one.
I get
bored
it.
The fuck out of me.
Yeah, I get it.
What did you think of
it.
The dancing and Dances
with
Wolves?
Not a great dance sequence either. Wolves don't learn it well.
This is a weak-ass matchup.
Yeah, it's a bad one. We can move on. It's just like whoever wants to win that one, congratulations.
They're
going to
lose
to the Elite Eight.
A slave in the next round anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Nick, real quick. Yeah. Besides Dances with Wolves, who do you think is making it to the Elite Eight here?
My list is weird, man. I'm like looking at it, like I feel like Casablanca has a really easy road until probably One Flew. So I think it's going to be One Flew and my bottom, probably 12 Years a Slave. My heart says Chicago, but it's probably going to end up being One Flew versus 12 Years a Slave. And at that point, I don't know. I really don't know. Those are two really, really good movies. So
I don't think you're wrong. That's you have like a real like a art house, not art housey, but just like.
I mean, I have art.
It doesn't feel like a very top heavy region.
No, it's balanced.
It's pretty balanced.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, like even my number one, like Casablanca, is like a movie that I don't expect to go all the way.
Yeah,
I have a lot of in here, but like I could see like a One Flew kind of catching fire, or even like 12 Years a Slave kind of fire. It's a bunch of, it's a couple movies that I don't know if they'll make it, but once they make it out into the final four, I think like a couple in here is like an anybody's game. Like I could see 12 Years a Slave winning it. I could see One Flew maybe winning it. Probably not likely, but like, who knows? Like it depends on kind of how people are feeling.
Yeah. So, and we'll see. We'll find out. Mostly bad. Really interested soon enough. In my
bracket. Mostly bad.
So Benny boy, we got your region four is somehow the late one here.
The late one. And that's why I haven't been talking a bunch is because pretty much the movies that I picked are the ones that I've seen.
Well, I hope you got something for these then, because let's just kick it off. Let's just kick it off with, we were talking about some comedies earlier. Matchup number 9, we've got
the absolute slapper.
Schindler's List at the 4 seed. Versus The Sting at the 61 seed. Now, here's a confession. I have not seen Schindler's List.
Now, here's a even cooler...
Nor do I have any intention.
Wow.
I have zero intention of seeing Schindler's List.
Yeah, well, we got the... it took me a while to see it, too. We got the familial, the ancestral trauma.
Yeah, I have zero interest in seeing it. I don't know how to...
There was a day where Christine was telling me that she wanted to watch like a good movie, and she's like, "Yeah, something fun like Goodfellas." I'm like, "Okay," and then she decides, "Oh, I've never seen Schindler's List," and I'm like, "That is not Goodfellas." And we watched it, and we didn't eat lunch, and we were just starving the whole time because we felt bad eating food and watching Schindler's List.
Jesus Christ, man! I appreciate the commitment there, but boy, it was okay.
I just picture Vinny has like a smorgasbord in front of him of like, just there's a meatball sub, like there's pizza, baby carrots, like the whole shebang, like, just right there. He's like,
my God, I can't. Anything for The Sting?
So Ben, watch Schindler's List.
It's a classic. It's a really good movie. I do think it's going to win this matchup and probably actually go to the Sweet 16. Yeah. The Sting is good, but like it's a recency bias thing. Like even though Schindler's List is not a newer movie, it is a newer movie. It's not a new movie, newer than The Sting though. But yeah,
Sting's fun.
I feel better about it. Yeah, it's a fun good movie. It's great.
Robert Redford.
It's some might say it is the best of that year.
Oh no, yeah, sure. They would. Some probably a majority of people eligible a lot of to people tell you did made say that decision.
Yeah, a group of people got together and said this one is the best.
And that's inarguable. Matchup 10 is... I'm trying to do more of a radio thing. Mm-hmm. Matchup 10 is The King's Speech at the 29 seed versus West Side Story at the 36 seed.
Yeah, I just saw West Side Story for the first time like during quarantine. Very, very good. And King's Speech, I actually like King's Speech. I think someone mentioned something about it before earlier in the cast. And I like King's Speech. I think it's pretty good. I think Jeffrey Rush is really pretty dang good. And
I think it's
a good movie.
I think it's another one of those like mid-tier where it's like, okay, I'm not mad. I don't think it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
But it didn't deserve it over Social Network.
I don't know.
But it was fun as hell.
No, it did not deserve it over Social Network.
That's true.
I think it's a movie that weirdly like rode the roller coaster of hype where like it won and then it got super overhyped and then it got that like hate thing that a lot of Oscar movies get, and it's like weirdly on like not even like an upswing but just like a little hump now where I think people just kind of forget about it and don't hate it. Like people still hate Crash. No one really hates The King's Speech, and like I don't hear a bunch of people being like,
I think
The King's Speech, it's just like, yeah, the movie's fine. It's a lot of that.
Like, it had that was the year like Colin Firth was right, like that was Colin Firth was destined to win Best Actor that year.
Hey, he did a stutter, you know?
Yeah. No, he was. But, like, I just remember that of, like, that's what people were saying. It's like, that's. He was going to win, and then he did. And it was like, I think that King's Speech benefited from that for sure. Well, yeah.
And West Side Story had dancing.
Mm-hmm. It had a dancing.
Be cool,
a
lot of it.
And stabbing.
In America.
So that's pretty fun. So, matchup 11 is Lawrence of Arabia at the 13 seed versus Slumdog Millionaire at the 52 seed.
Did Slumdog age? Like, how do people feel with Slumdog now?
I think it's another one of those where it just aged meh.
Yeah.
That was the year. That was the year that it went up against Frost Nixon, Benjamin Button, The Reader, and Milk.
Not, so like, and that's literally the year that they changed to 10 nominees because The Dark Knight was not nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah.
Are we going to talk about The Dark
Knight? No, because it didn't win anything, and we hit our quota on Jokers. We can't We can't talk about another Joker. We literally aren't legally
cleared. Well, speaking of Oscar winning, Heath Ledger won as the Joker.
So no plugs. No plugs.
Wait, Tillman, have you seen Lawrence of Arabia?
Yeah, cut that out.
Yes, I have seen all, I think all of the ones on my side.
Okay.
I bet you haven't.
Yes.
I guarantee there's one here that I guarantee you haven't seen.
You are wrong. I've seen all of these.
Well, we'll see. We'll do some trivia.
Lawrence of Arabia is, yeah, it's fantastic. It's my...
So...
All right, so which... Yeah. So, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
We'll get there. It's We're not there yet, because matchup 12, I bet you've seen these movies, is The Sound of Music at the 20th seed. That wasn't like a dig, not like, I bet you've seen these movies. Just like, yeah, I believe you. Matchup 12 is The Sound of Music at the 20th seed, and A Beautiful Mind at the 45th seed. I bet you saw Beautiful Mind, you stupid fuck.
I did on a plane, and, son of a bitch.
I bet you fucking saw that movie.
It's such a plane movie.
Yeah, it is.
Such a
plane movie. It is a plane movie, and for that reason, like, it doesn't matter what it's up against. What it's up against should win, but just for that reason alone, Beautiful Mind should lose. But yeah, Sound of Music, I've been meaning to rewatch that lately. It's awesome.
I love Sound.
It's great. Sing along at the Hollywood Bowl. I recommend it. Pretty fun. Do that.
So, not enough musicals. Not enough musicals here. I'm shocked. You know, I'm shocked that Singing in the Rain isn't here.
It should have won.
Didn't yeah, win. I, yeah. I, it's,
trust me, we all are. That's why I picked American in Paris.
I just kind of assumed I was going to see it and then like realized, oh, it's one of those ones that the Academy just fucked up, huh? Go figure.
Yeah.
They do that. Matchup 13, speaking of ones the Academy absolutely did not fuck up, we have The Departed at the 5 seed. You went high on that. You really had to get The Departed.
Yeah.
I'm versus senior list. Oliver at the 60
I'm sorry,
seed.
Could you say that
so
again?
Here's the movie. I got you, because I bet you haven't seen The Departed. Here's some trivia. Here's some trivia. You think you've seen this fucking movie? I got you. You're impersonating someone who saw this movie. If you've seen this movie, mm-hmm. Where is it set?
Madrid, Spain.
Huh?
Right. Madrid?
Nope. See, because if you saw The Departed, you would know it was set in Boston.
Oh!
Greatest city on fucking earth.
Wait a second.
Kiddo.
Oh, you know what? I think there's a smudge on the screen. This says it's The Departed. That,
oh, that is in Madrid.
Yeah, that's in Madrid. Yeah.
That one's in Madrid. I'll let you do...
Are you really mad you didn't get The Departed?
I was like, Elder? No. I mean, look. I looked at it as like, I could make this my number one overall pick, and I would take all the heat in the world. And then I couldn't justify it because I really do like Parasite more, but I'm shocked to see it this high. I thought it was going to fall because it is one of those ones where the Academy probably did get it wrong, but Marty deserved one. But I mean, I'll let Hillman do it. I do fucking
Hillman,
love this
what
movie.
Are your thoughts on Oliver?
Everyone knows this.
Oliver, don't forget the exclamation point.
Yeah, let's talk
my
more about
on,
Oliver.
My thoughts on Oliver.
Let's give this space to
Oliver.
Oliver
is a throw-in for sure. Like, I think it was... It was one of my last ones just because...
Give me the one line on it. I haven't seen it. Give me the one line.
So, like, this poor guy joins up with, like... He's an orphan, by the way. He's an orphan. And he joins up with a band of a bunch of, like, I would say, you know, kind of rebel kind of guys. And then they team up to try and take down the big establishment, you know? And then blow it up and fly away in X-Wings.
That sounds way more interesting than what
cool.
Oliver was yeah, actually...
That sounds way more interesting than The Departed, which is about bunch of dead guys in Boston.
It's basically Star Wars.
So Oliver going to this.
So matchup 14.
Well, that's
yeah,
the podcast,
Oliver making
everyone.
A run. This is the podcast. You signed up for this. No one's listening anymore. Everyone tuned out. Once we got through Vinny's picks, everyone was like, well, it sounds like the expert talked. It's going to be three more regions of fucking idiots talking about movies they haven't seen. So... Everyone dipped. The only person still here is our ad sponsor, mm-hmm. James Cameron. Hi, James. Matchup 14.
When's Avatar 2 coming?
Yeah,
bud?
It's not coming. This is a joke. It's not. It's a honestly like I do. There's a part of me that thinks that Avatar, like the series, the next couple movies is just like a producers-esque scheme and that it's never coming. And James Cameron is just trying to collect like crazy insurance money.
He's
on
got
these
that
movies.
Disney money now.
He's got Disney money, and Disney is just backing up like a fucking theme park. Anyway, no, I don't need to do a thing on Avatar. It didn't win Best Picture. Thank fucking God. Matchup 14 is
thank the Hurt Locker. For
thank
that.
The Hurt Locker for beating. How close do you think Avatar was? I know they don't release vote totals, but like how close?
Too close.
I feel like they were real close.
Probably pretty close. Yeah, too close.
I feel like they were like two votes away.
Did you guys have that thing with Avatar where you tried to go and see the movie and it was like sold out a bunch in your city?
I saw it a lot.
Sliced bread because
I saw it.
I tried to get in and missed it three different times. It got sold out, and then I had to do the like sit in the front seat on the side in IMAX and like lean back and try and like visualize, and I was still like, this is the fucking dope.
I saw it once and then went back to see it again with friends and then didn't want to go see it and made such a big deal out of not wanting to go see it that I went and saw Book of Eli when all of my friends went to Avatar. But then Book of Eli ended and I walked into the Avatar theater and then fell asleep in the back until it ended and my friends got me and we left and went to Cheesecake Factory. And those are the two times that I've seen Avatar. No, I watched it recently again with Mira because it's actually, she loves that movie. She really likes Avatar. And I wanted to rewatch it to see if maybe I was wrong, and I'm not. But can you guys name one character from Avatar?
Jake Sully.
Jake Sully.
Jake Sully.
And Nick Fury. Wait, Sigourney Weaver.
Two? That's not.
Owen Thunderguns. Wait. He's the guy who is the robot guy.
Quaritch.
This is incredible.
It's something like that.
Should we do a bracket of Avatar characters?
No.
Avatar? No, and just mix it with Last Airbender.
The movie.
Just mix it.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, the movie.
The film.
No. M. Night Shyamalan.
We're so close to the end, guys. We can't be pitching these.
We're good.
We can't be doing this. Matchup 14 is Midnight Cowboy, the 28th seed. I'm walking in! Versus The Bridge on the River Kwai at the 37th seed.
Yeah.
There's no one says I'm walking here in that one.
So
I can't do it.
Midnight Cowboy illuminated me to the fact that Jon Voight at this age is probably one of my biggest celebrity doppelgangers.
That's a bold claim.
Wait, I'm looking it up right now.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
Look at me with a shaved face. Like,
actually, I do see it quite a bit.
Yeah.
But also, why is every photo of him that you're showing me him with his mouth full of food?
That's why it qualifies as me. It's a good thing that this is a audio only format for the folks at home.
Anyone is free to Google at any moment. Yeah. Pull over if you're driving and Google this shit.
Oh, I see it.
This one, it's pretty.
I see it.
Yeah.
You could be a gigolo in New York in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who says I wasn't? You could pull it off, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who says, Presidential Medal of Freedom winner?
And then Ben Hillman. Who in The Bridge on River Kwai do you look like?
The bridge. See? Look at that. Uncanny. Yeah, we can just end it here. We don't have to do the last two.
No, we got
rounds.
Two more. Are you kidding? You want to end it before these last four? Are you fucking kidding?
We can move on to the next one. I just wanted to get that Midnight
Cowboy.
Oh,
I thought you wanted to end the bracket early, and I was like, we're about to do Rocky versus Titanic, and you're like, nah, let's just call it. Matchup 15 is Rocky versus Titanic, which, by the way, if we're talking about who would win in a fight, this is an incredible matchup. If we're talking about who physically wins, Rocky or the cruise ship that notoriously sank early?
Are we sure that Rocky hasn't already fought the Titanic?
I give it to Rocky.
Like,
yeah.
Well, we're talking about two protagonists that lose in their own movies.
Yeah,
that are named after.
I was going to ask which one would win in a fight, Apollo Creed or the iceberg. That's
an incredible matchup, too.
The villains of the movie.
The villains of the movie. I do think that. Well, Apollo Creed does eventually get murked by a Russian.
It was basically,
an iceberg.
Well, because I was going to say, I feel like part of Ivan Drago's training is punching icebergs.
Probably,
well,
no, right?
That's part of Rocky.
Rocky's all natural.
Yeah, Rocky eventually trained
he's like doing
punching icebergs.
Yeah, yeah. So then I think Rocky wins. Because if an iceberg sinks the Titanic and Rocky can beat an iceberg, then by the transitive property, Rocky could sink the Titanic.
So Rocky, easy win right here.
That's why Rock, Paper, Scissors is over. It's Rocky,
this is an
iceberg,
easy win for
Titanic.
Rocky.
That's
Yeah, this is an easy win for Rocky versus Titanic if they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Rocky. Moving on.
Hey, dude. Rocky's great.
Yeah, he's going to beat the shit out of that boat. I don't have much else to say.
No, we can.
Great movies.
Matchup 16.
Matchup 16. Saved it. You saved it. You thought I wouldn't talk about it because we were going to be so behind that I wouldn't be able to talk about it. But matchup 16 is Forrest Gump at the 21 seed versus Birdman at the 44 seat. Two just fucking awful movies.
You don't like Birdman?
Nah, I don't like Birdman, but I don't like Birdman for normal
movies.
Nick,
movie your microphone's reasons. Not working. Now it is on.
Is it on now? Works.
But go ahead. Do you, nice. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
I like Forrest Gump. I'm one of those fuckers. I cry a lot. Not related
what
to
part?
This movie. I'm just,
oh, I was
just
gonna say, what part of Forrest
me.
Gump?
Yeah, no, when Jenny, like, when he's at Jenny's grave and, you know, mm-hmm. talking about his kid, like that always gets mm-hmm. me, the dad stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Dad stuff.
You're stepping into a lion's den right now, Ben, with Forrest Gump, because Ben E over here, I've listened to this dude do 30 minutes of rag on Forrest Gump and then leave a fucking room before the movie.
It's interesting. It's interesting because Ben has never disliked anything that I've liked ever before.
It's true.
So this is interesting.
We're aligned on everything else. Mm-hmm.
This is where we differ. But no, real quick, that Birdman. Yeah, I think Birdman's great. Great soundtrack. Cool movie. Cool attempt at a one take that was kind of.
I think Birdman's like super up its own ass. And I think Forrest Gump probably could have used knowing where its ass was a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean. Forrest Gump's a fucking just a dumpster fire of a movie. It's emotional terrorism. It's awful. It's so dumb, and it's so
it's the Oscar baity movie. No, I'm
yeah.
Look,
this is the one for me.
I don't
this
know
is the one where I'm like, if you want to talk one movie on. That is just please give me an Oscar, I will do anything you want.
I don't know if there's an attempt to dunk on me for picking Forrest Gump. I'm fully aware that it's like a Oscar. Like baity, like garbage pile. I just like, you know, let's go to Bubba Gump. Tell me you're not gonna be like, all right, I get it.
I enjoy
they made
the
a restaurant
hell out of Forrest
it.
Gump, but it's also made worse by the fact that it beat Shawshank Redemption and Pulp Fiction that year. Two of the most like beloved
incredible.
Movies that have
pretty
aged
incredible.
Much better than Forrest Gump. Which again, I enjoy the hell out of. I think it's a fun movie.
Yeah, but zero ping pong playing in either of those movies.
Do you like the part where Forrest Gump invents Elvis's dance because of his legs and crutches instead of Elvis stealing that dance from black musicians? Is that the part you love? Or is it the part where Forrest becomes really good at ping pong because I guess the answer to ping pong is just look at the ball? Is that the part you love?
Are you asking me? Because I'm not here
to
defend
the
movie.
Is it the part where Forrest Gump steals a restaurant idea from his dead war buddy and then opens it in real life? And I think this is the only movie on this bracket that has an actual franchise named after it. At the Santa
and
Monica
I think
Pier.
That is, if anything, a boon to Forrest Gump's stock in this bracket.
Really? Because they have a
How
franchise?
How many other movies here have a whole franchise after it?
Rocky.
I wish I had it. Oh, no, fuck you. Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's true.
Wings. Wings has one. And then,
Wait, which one's Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wings.
Wait, what's the movie that Buffalo Wild Wings is based
Wings.
Off of? Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
Not Dances with
no,
Wolves.
No, not Dances with Wolves. No. There's really...
Do you guys is Birdman the one example of a movie on this that's like strictly propelled by its gimmick, or are there other movies? I'm like looking
what?
Through the
so
bracket. I can't really.
What
think
do you think is the
like
gimmick?
It. Because like
because I think there's
shot.
A couple.
The one shot.
Okay, because
it's
don't you
shot.
Also think the gimmick a little if bit you, is getting the Batman guy to play the Batman guy?
I'm talking specifically.
Oh, you're talking about
yeah,
like the cinematography.
It's
think,
very much. The
I think
one
actors
shot.
Do this all the time. Like
because I think Birdman is like a ton of different shot. Gimmicky moves. Like. It's getting Michael Keaton to play a guy burned out by playing a, like, basically Batman character.
But he hasn't played Batman in, like,
no, but exactly.
Like, that's a little wink, but it's
I
not
mean,
the main, it's
gimmick.
Not the main gimmick.
Sure, but there's
artist.
Also the
like, if Birdman...
Yeah, there's a ton
if
of gimmicks.
If Birdman was...
Oh, yeah, the artist.
The artist. The artist is kind of kind a gimmick, because it's a silent movie, that's fair.
It's so yeah. gimmicky. The Lord of the Rings?
My thing,
come
yeah.
on, like, we get it. Fucking gimmicky. Fantasy. Hobbits. We all play D&D. Bro.
So if there was speaking in the artist versus if Birdman was cut up as like a normal
yeah,
movie,
they,
which one do you
think? I think
would
Birdman
be
would be better. The artist doesn't really yeah. hold up as a plot. Like it's just it's honestly the artist is also just almost just Star is Born. By the way, there's a bunch of versions of Star is Born where it's not about a country musician who pisses himself on stage. There's other ones where he's an actor and he pisses himself on stage.
Yep.
And that's just what the artist is. Except
the artist is one for
on
one,
so
and
Best
Picture wins. And like, there have been three attempts at A Star Is Born, and none of them have won Best Picture.
Four or five.
I think there's four.
Four that have not won Best Picture versus the artist.
Yeah, I don't want to get into my spiel on Birdman and how I think it'd be a better movie if it wasn't.
I don't want to get into my spiel about how Iñárritu didn't talk to me at the Telluride Film Festival when I was 17 years old, and I've held that against him.
Yeah,
call him out.
Well, that dude's a whole
I think we could actually end this podcast and swap some Iñárritu stories. I genuinely think we should do that, because I also can swap a couple stories. So maybe we should.
I don't have stories outside of maybe he should just give me $10 back.
I am friends with someone who used to hang out at Iñárritu's place, and I have some tales. Let's get off pod.
Don't do that.
Let's get off pod. We won't do that. Let's not out. I won't even say how I know this person, actually. So I won't do that. All right. Well, we almost got into some legal trouble. Mm-hmm. So that's when we know it's time to end the podcast. So thanks, guys. Real quick, Vinny, do you want to give me what you think is getting out of here before we tie this thing up?
Wait, let me get my Elite Eight.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hillman. Hold on. Let's get a solid cut on that, because I promise I'm not cutting this up. Okay, that's fine. Hillman, do you want to give us what you think is going to get out of here before we wrap this thing up?
Dude, I do, but I don't know. I think I'm feeling some kind of way about The Departed. I don't know if that's a hot take or not.
I think it's loved, but also a lot of people will react against it.
I guess so. Schindler's List and The Departed, which is just going to be a weird Elite Eight when that inevitably happens.
I'll be conflicted. I'll certainly... I'd be conflicted about that.
Yeah, you can at least turn the blind eye of like, well, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what it's like.
Yeah, but I still don't know if I could vote again. Also, you really think Rocky's just like not making a run? Really?
I think Rocky's making a run, but...
I think Rocky could get past The Departed, no problem. I think if it comes down to that, Rocky's just running right by it.
I feel like Ben Hillman's list, ironically enough, to me, might be the stronger.
It's balanced.
He's got a bunch of home runs.
It's a bunch of movies people have actually fucking seen.
A bunch of home runs. That's what he got. He nailed the movies that people have seen. But there's a bunch of, like you said, like Rocky, The Departed, I think.
Rocky Titanic is like a very rare quality matchup.
Rocky Titanic's, that's tough, because I think both of those could like make a pretty solid run, but one of them's got to be gone in the
first round.
But even like Forrest Gump,
I was gonna say
a bunch of people do Forrest love Gump, I think
we may have to have conversations. We may have to talk people down from ledges when The Departed inevitably goes up against Forrest Gump.
Oh boy.
It's going to be a bloodbath. Yes.
I'm not ready. Ben. I'm not ready for that. This could be the last episode.
It is.
Also The Sound of Music. You got The Sound of Music too. Fuck you.
Yeah, you
got
a good one. This is a populist bracket.
Weird, considering I went last.
You fucking nailed it.
No, this is good. Yeah,
Your strategy of picking movies that people have seen worked out.
You didn't get too top heavy with anything either. I think you got value, which is smart, you know? I think you just had a really smart bracket-building strategy here that worked out for you. Mm-hmm. So credit to you. All right, well, I guess that's it. This was an interesting experiment in, not researching a bracket before you do it. So congratulations to everyone for getting through this, either the participants or the listeners. Whoever did this, congratulations. Join us next week, and make sure to vote on Twitter and the email. Have your voice heard, and no plugs, so we're not going to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations to the Godfather for eventually winning. These things are fixed.